This is Lawyers Who Needs Them. Back to your hosts, Jim and Randall.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
I'm Jim Hartman.
And we are the only legal program in the country with our own orchestra.
That's right.
And they are just great today. You notice the diversity of songs they come back with?
Right.
We never know. We're always on Dr. Staccato leads the band. He's fantastic. Anyhow.
A great musician.
And now... We'll talk about them on another show because they really are an interesting group. Anyway, folks, it's time now to take questions from our loyal listeners.
And now it's time for the main event.
All right. Are you ready? You have your thinking cap on,
yes,
Professor?
Yes, I do.
All right. Here we go. Charles is our first letter. Charles from Huntsville, Alabama writes, Dear Jim and Randall, what is a tort?
That's a very interesting question.
It is.
Because a lot of people, I think, they listen and hear tort reform. What are you reforming? A tort is several things. Primarily, it's a German cake.
Yes.
A German chocolate cake.
And what's the official name?
The official name is the Schwarzwalder Kirscher Tort. The Black Forest Cherry Tort.
Say that one more time.
Schwarzwalder Kirscher Tort.
And what else is it?
And it is made from chocolate and cherries. Kirschers.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And it's very delicious.
What about a Linzer tort?
And a Linzer tort is another one, that's made from Linzers.
Right.
And the most, they're wonderful Linzers. I'm very fond of Linzers. If you roast them slowly over an open fire.
Really?
And you add cinnamon.
Cinnamon?
You add cinnamon. And then you use cake flour.
And mix it into
baking powder.
Into a
and all
tort.
The other stuff. And you make it into a Linzer tort.
And it's delicious.
Delicious. It is absolutely the best thing you could ever take. It is wonderful. It is wonderful, tasty, and it has such a nice round flavor and such a round thing. It's what we really love.
But it has nothing
in the old country.
But it has nothing to do with Charles's question.
That's where we get eggs from the country. We get my egg from the old country where they're made with the roosters and the chickens and everything. That's the Linzer tort. It's wonderful thing.
All right, Charles, let's try to answer your legal question.
And then there's another kind of tort, which is there are two basic areas in the law, in civil law. One is contract and the other is tort. A tort is the violation of a duty imposed by the law. The area of contracts is a breach of contract is a violation of duties voluntarily entered into.
Now, give me an example of a tort, then.
Well, a tort is negligence. You hit a person with a car.
That's a tort.
You didn't enter an agreement with the person to say, I'm not going to hit you with a car.
Right.
The law says you can't hit him with a car.
If I punch you in the nose,
That's an assault, and that's a tort.
That's a tort.
You don't say to a person, you breached my contract to refrain from hitting you in the nose.
Right.
Because even in the absence of a contract, the law imposes your protection from assault.
Okay.
Right? So you have a right not to be protected, and you have a remedy that you can sue.
Okay.
The other is a contract. Well, I described that. But
right.
Think now what a tort is. It's the breach of a duty imposed by the law.
And there you are, Charles. And not only did you get the answer to your legal question, but you got 7 or 8 recipes you can work on right away.
Start with the Linzer. Start with the Linzer. It's very nice. You go out and get some Linzers. Very good.
Oh, man, I tell you. You were great in that. Jim, my partner, had played in a lot of movies in the old days before sound effects, but he was in a couple of really, really good World War II movies. You were where the bullets were the thickest.
That's right.
Underneath the ammunition truck. All right. Polly from Tulsa, Oklahoma writes, Dear Jim and Randall, why are there only 9 justices on the United States Supreme Court?
That's a very good question, as all the questions are. There are 9 justices on the Supreme Court because that has been our tradition. There is nothing in the Constitution or in the Judiciary Acts of this country that say the number of justices on the Supreme Court should be limited to 9 or shall be only up to 9. As a matter of fact, you could have 11 or 13 or 7 or 5, but they've decided on 9, and through tradition, we have maintained that number. You may recall, maybe you don't, I go back to the days of Roosevelt.
That's right.
Franklin.
Oh,
of course,
not
I don't
Teddy?
I don't go back to Teddy. But Franklin Roosevelt, there was that, you may have learned it in history, about packing the Supreme Court, where he wanted, because the 9 justices were overturning the legislation that he had proposed and promulgated, they were turning it over. He wanted to add members of the court so that he could get a majority just to sustain his thing.
Okay.
And that caused a tremendous outpouring of objection, not only from the other party, the Republicans, but also from his own party. People just did not want to tamper with the Supreme Court. And that's why we have 9.
Okay, that's a good answer.
Just tradition.
That's a good answer, Polly. I hope that works for you. I'm going to go to the question from John from Jacksonville, Tennessee, because this is a question that a lot of people have. Dear Jim and Randall, I have contacted 3 lawyers regarding a lawsuit, and all 3 have given me a different fee to take the case. How do I know which fee is fair?
You don't. But the thing you have to do is ask around as to which lawyer you want, and try to find out what the fees are in your area for the services that are supposed to be provided. A lot has to depend on what the services are that are going to be provided, the experience of the lawyer.
Well, experience of the lawyer. And some might
education.
Charge more.
Yeah. Some might charge more, and the cheapest is not necessarily the one you want to go to.
Right.
Nor is the most expensive necessarily the best.
Okay.
So that, just to find out.
Well, I think another technique that you could do, John, is to explain to each of them that you think their initial fee is completely outrageous.
That's right.
Outrageous. Just start with that. That's outrageous. And see what they do. Well, don't you do anything, because we're going to take a short intermission. We're coming back with a very special award. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. We'll be right back.